This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. This podcast is about the new breaking news that the CDC has released updated numbers showing that 94% of the people who died from COVID-19 had comorbidity factors. In other words, they had other diseases going on, heart disease or influenza, respiratory, cancer, diabetes, whatever. But more specifically about this, how the independent media has been completely wrong about this story, because the independent media seized on the story and then kind of ran a bunch of bombshell headlines claiming something like, see, no one really died from COVID-19, they said, or only 9,200 Americans died only from COVID-19, that all these other deaths don't count, they say. And this is being repeated everywhere across alternative media. In fact, I think I may be the only voice in alternative media that is talking about what this really means with the correct interpretation. It's a little bit sad, a little bit frustrating to see this, you know, especially publishers like InfoWars have had so many things wrong about this story from about, I don't know, mid-March or so. And to see other people now really spewing a lot of bad information, bad conclusions, it's very frustrating. So let me dig into why this is. First of all, most people in America have diseases, especially older people, right? So when older people die, no matter what they died from, that was the acute cause of their death, they died with cancer. They have microtumors in their body. They died maybe with heart disease or with diabetes or with Alzheimer's or with kidney disorders and so on and so forth. But if an old person gets into a car accident and dies from the car accident and they had cancer at the same time, you don't say, well, the car accident didn't kill them. But that's what the alternative media is saying. They're saying, well, the people that died in the car accidents didn't die from car accidents alone, that they had underlying health conditions. Some of them had cancer and diabetes and heart disease. So you can't really say they died only from the car accidents. That's what they're arguing. That's exactly what they're arguing. They're saying that all these people who are said to have died from COVID, they had underlying health conditions, therefore they didn't die from COVID at all. Well, that's absurd. And I've written about this, and as a thought experiment, if you were to set off a bomb in a nursing home, let's say, again, just a bizarre thought experiment, obviously not advocating that, although maybe Governor Cuomo might. But if you were to set off a bomb in a nursing home and the bomb kills, you know, 500 people, well, you don't say that the number of people who died from the bomb alone was only like 10 people because all the other victims had underlying health conditions. That would be insane. But again, that's what independent media is now arguing, that all these deaths don't count because people had underlying health conditions. What they're really arguing, by the way, independent media, conservative media, and so on, what they're arguing is that the only deaths of COVID that count are deaths among perfectly healthy people. And that's insane because perfectly healthy people don't usually die from coronavirus infections, do they? Because coronavirus infections impact people who have immunosuppression or who are frail or who have underlying respiratory conditions already. That's who's dying from it. Older people in nursing homes, older people with comorbidity factors, people who have high blood pressure was one of the big risk factors in all of this that's been identified. That's who you would expect to be dying from COVID-19. The fact that they had high blood pressure when they were killed by the virus doesn't mean the virus doesn't exist. But that's what's being argued, I think dishonestly, by a lot of talking heads in independent media. Lots of them, across many different publishers, different websites, different talking heads. I'm not going to name them all because, well, it's probably too many to name at this point. And it brings up this very important point that most of these publishers and these talking heads, they have no background in science or medicine or epidemiology or virology. I mean, they've got no background at all. They've got zero qualifications. And yet they insist that when COVID started to happen, that suddenly they were spontaneously transformed into experts on virology and genetics and PCR testing. It's absurd. I'm sorry to say it. This is not going to make me any friends in the industry, obviously. But most of what the independent media is publishing about COVID-19 is complete shit. Because the people who are putting out the articles and the broadcasts and the videos and the podcasts, they actually have no clue what they're talking about. They are ignorant. They don't understand basic science. They don't understand how PCR testing works. They don't understand epidemiology. But they think they're experts. They're convinced of it. And so they tell you, well, nobody died from COVID-19. Really? So if we take a good hard look at the real numbers of deaths from any cause in America this year, that is, it doesn't matter what's on the death certificate, it doesn't matter, deaths from any cause, that number is 223,000 higher than what would normally be expected based on projections from the last 5 years. So we have over 223,000 dead people today in America who would not have died unless COVID-19, or really we should say the Wuhan coronavirus, was engineered and released. It is that virus that resulted in the deaths of over 223,000 people. Unless you have another explanation, because the death data doesn't lie. You can look at the death data and you can see that there were all these extra deaths. I mean, in 1 week, just ending April 11th of this year, in that 1 week, there were over 20,000 excess deaths in 1 week. And by the way, most of those were in New York City. So yes, ventilators were killing people. But then even in independent media, you have a lot of people say that Governor Cuomo put people into nursing homes where infections were spreading. And as a result, more elderly people got infected and died from the virus, they say. And then they turn around and say, that proves the virus isn't real. Like, what? What happened to the logic circuits in your brain? How can people be killed in nursing homes from a virus if the virus is a hoax, as you say it is? This is a total contradiction. I mean, do these people even listen to themselves? They're spouting more hypocrisy than left-wing Democrats these days, which is hard to do. That's a hard level of hypocrisy to exceed. But when you say, oh, there's no such thing as a virus, the virus doesn't exist, and Governor Cuomo killed elderly people by putting them in nursing homes where the virus spread and infected people, then you're insane. You have no clue what you're talking about. And many of the same news publishers and talking heads and so on who are out there claiming this entire thing is a hoax, they say, they are the same people who covered that New York nurse, that, what was she, an army nurse with the undercover video footage a couple months ago, who came out and said, yeah, they're putting non-infected patients in the same rooms with infected patients, and they're allowing the virus to infect more people and kill more people in the hospitals. And a lot of these independent publishers ran with that story, as we did. We covered it too. And then a lot of those publishers, the very next day, they turn around and says, see, the whole thing is a hoax. There's no virus. What? That's insane. Again, there's no logic or reason anymore. The virus is real. And you got people out there like David Icke arguing that there's no virus, that this whole thing is caused by 5G, which is completely wrong. Now 5G can exacerbate problems in the blood. We know that 5G creates in your blood what are called peroxynitrites, which are radicals that can really mess you up from the inside. So that can exacerbate coronavirus infections, but 5G itself cannot account for all the deaths of coronavirus that we're seeing. There is a virus. It was engineered as probably a biological weapon. I think it was released on purpose, but even if you believe it's just an accident, it still got released one way or another. It spread around the world, and in its first few months, it was very deadly. It was killing about 1 in 10 people that it infected in March and early April. From that time, the fatality rate dropped because, as is common with viruses that are released into the wild, they begin to adapt to their hosts through viral adaptation. And so they lose some of the what are called gain-of-function properties, and they become more compatible with the hosts that they're infecting. And many months later, where we are now, the virus is not very fatal at all compared to what it was earlier. But there's no mistaking that there have been 223,000 deaths in America this year that would not have happened without the Wuhan coronavirus. And that means that this virus is many times more deadly than the regular seasonal flu. The seasonal flu kills about 35,000 Americans a year. This coronavirus has killed at least 223,000 and maybe more. But at least we know it's that. Those are the excess deaths. Unless you have an alternate explanation, unless you think that there's some other reason why everybody was dying all of a sudden in mid-April, you see the actual deaths follow an epidemiological curve that makes sense to those who are versed in the study of infectious disease. It makes no sense to think that these deaths didn't happen. But I hear it over and over again from people in independent media. They'll go online, they'll have a podcast, they'll be in an interview, they'll just claim, nobody died. There are no deaths from COVID, they say. Nobody died. Well, then what about these extra 223,000 dead people? What killed them? They don't have an answer for that because they've abandoned logic and reason. And so what we actually have today is we have this kind of media tribalism, which is very dangerous. On the left, we have the corporate-controlled mainstream media that says, everybody's going to die. This is exploding. Cases are dangerous and skyrocketing. Lock down all the schools. Lock down all the businesses. Lock down humanity. Checkpoints, quarantines, death camps, right? That's the left-wing media. Worst-case scenario. And then you have more of the independent conservative media that's on the complete opposite end of that spectrum saying, there's no virus, it never existed, nobody died, masks don't work, we don't need any precautions whatsoever. The whole thing was a giant hoax. Well, I'm here to tell you that both of those extreme positions are wrong. They're both wrong. The reason the radical left is wrong is because cases are not exploding in terms of people who are actually sick or symptomatic. Most people aren't sick anymore, even if they, quote, carry the virus. They don't show symptoms, so they don't, quote, have a case. Unless you're sick or symptomatic, it's not really a case, is it? Just the presence of a virus doesn't make you a disease patient. I mean, we carry viruses all the time. Hepatitis viruses, you know, bacteria in our stomach, all kinds of things. Probably a million different strains of viruses and bacteria in your body right now. Doesn't mean you've got a million different diseases, does it? No. So the left-wing media is insane and wrong. And then the right-wing media, or the alternative and independent media, they're out there saying that the whole thing's a hoax, there's nothing to worry about, nobody died. They're just delusional. They just pretend that none of this happened. All the hospitals nearly overflowing in the ICUs in New York City, the dead bodies being loaded onto trucks, mass graves outside of New York City, remember that? What about in Italy? All the doctors and nurses there talking about how devastating this was, seeing so many people die every day, hundreds of patients dead every day, just in New York City, by the way. Does conservative media think that that's all a fabrication? That the doctors and nurses all conspired to make up the same fairy tale? Because that's absurd. No, that's not what happened. People really died. We now know there's 223,000 Americans who have died because of COVID. People who would not otherwise have died this year because of COVID. So the truth of this is not on the left-wing extreme and the right-wing extreme. The truth is that it's a real virus that really killed a lot of people, but has become a lot weaker since then. The truth is that the lockdowns are no longer necessary. They've been weaponized as an economic weapon of destruction by mostly Democrats to try to hurt Trump. That's true. The truth is that there are a lot of false positives, that people who are said to be infected often are not. The truth is that we don't need to lock up college students in their dorm rooms. We don't need to keep every child home from school. The truth is this is no longer a major threat to our society. We know how to beat it with basic nutrition, vitamin D, zinc, green tea extracts, quercetin, plus we've got hydroxychloroquine. The truth is we don't need to lock down and wait for vaccines. So that's where the independent media is correct on those points. And that's where the left-wing media is totally lying to you and saying that hydroxychloroquine doesn't work and the only thing that can save us is a vaccine. But the independent media, or more conservative media, they discredit themselves when they claim the whole thing is a hoax, nobody died, there isn't a virus, because that's not true either. They just discredit themselves. And then the problem that independent media has with numbers is it's just atrocious. It's atrocious. I mean, anytime this started happening in March, anytime independent media would look at tables of numbers of infections or deaths and report on it, they would just get it so horribly wrong. And early on in April, I was trying to issue, you know, corrections for some of these publishers to say, hey, you should correct your numbers. Your numbers are all wrong. You've done the math wrong. You've got the wrong denominator. And none of them would correct anything. They weren't interested in being accurate. They were only interested in pushing a narrative that claimed the whole thing was a hoax. So they discredit themselves. And what I've come to find in all of this is that there's frankly very little difference between left-wing media and right-wing independent media. Very little difference. They're just two different tribes who are both delusional, and neither one of them are interested in reality. They're just pushing a narrative. You see, on the left, they want to push the narrative that everybody's got to be locked down so they can demand mail-in voting, so they can try to cheat by mail and win the election through mail-in voting. On the right, they want to say the whole thing is a hoax so that we can get the economy going again and the numbers can look good in time for Trump. And we can end the pushing of mail-in voting and just have people vote in person because that benefits Trump. So there's this tribalism with the utter abandonment of any kind of intellectual integrity. And again, pointing this out has not made me popular in either one of these tribes. Because see, tribes, which you might also just call cults, they don't like people to question their cultism. You're required to believe the cult in order to be accepted in that cult. So right now in independent media, you are required to say that masks don't work and might even kill you. You're required to say that the virus doesn't exist, it was a hoax, and nobody died from it. You know, you're required to say these things, that it was all faked, it was all staged, in order to be part of the independent media, which again is completely absurd. It's just another cult of delusional thinking, which is what we've been trying to get away from in the first place. I mean, if we are not independent thinkers, then how can we call ourselves independent media, right? If much of the indie media has just become another cult of people who honestly have no knowledge of basic scientific principles, then they're not really independent, are they? They're just following the herd of that particular tribe. And that's what I see happening out there right now. A lot of sheeple who think that they are independent thinkers. Lots of sheeple who think that they are smarter than leftists. And of course, the leftists think they're much smarter than independent media people because they've got all the academics, you know, from Stanford and Yale. And in Stanford, by the way, 2 + 2 now equals 5. So they're not too bright either. It's the independent thinkers who are getting this topic right. The independent thinkers who are not afraid to challenge the cultism and the obedience demands of both mainstream media and independent media. And there are very few of us, by the way, who are truly independent thinkers. Very, very few. So if you wonder why I'm not appearing on other people's shows or other people's podcasts or interviews or broadcasts, most of that is because I cannot be part of the disinformation that those people and organizations are pushing. I mean, it's crazy. I've seen a lot of independent people out there pushing garbage storable food products, lying about the non-GMO status, saying, oh, it's all non-GMO. It's not non-GMO. Have you seen the ingredients list of some of these storable foods that are made with, frankly, genetically modified, partially hydrogenated soybean oil and canola oil and soy derivatives, soy products? And then some people go out there and claim, oh, it's a 25-year shelf life. No, it isn't. That's a lie. I'm sorry. It's a lie. You do, the processed food ingredients, when you grind them up and they make their mixes and, you know, ready to go meals, you add water and boil it, whatever. Those don't have a 25-year shelf life. They have about a 2 to 3 year shelf life. But it's become customary in the storable foods industry to just claim everything's non-GMO and everything has a 25-year shelf life. It's all lies. All lies. And I think, again, I'm the only one pointing that out. I always wonder, you know, shouldn't people who promote products, shouldn't they, if they claim to be independent journalists and researchers, shouldn't they research the companies they're promoting? I mean, shouldn't they do some due diligence on the ingredients? I mean, how can you be on your podcast and say, oh, Monsanto's bad and Bayer is bad and GMOs are bad, and this podcast is brought to you by this food supply company that's full of GMOs using Monsanto corn? You know, it's just insane. But lots of people have no problem doing that. And those, by the way, are mostly the same people who are saying this whole thing is a hoax, that there is no virus, because they have no intellectual integrity. None. They're deceivers who just happen to be Trump supporters. I mean, look, there's plenty of deceivers who call themselves constitutionalists, call themselves defenders of America, defenders of Trump and liberty and so on. And many of those people, they're just in it for the money, and they're just pushing toxic garbage products and achieving clickbait headlines with totally fake news. It's very prominent, and I just refuse to participate in that. Refuse to. Not going to be part of those people's shows or interviews or podcasts or anything, because the games that they are playing are games that impact people's lives. If we're going to navigate this situation, we need to be honest about the fact that there is a deadly virus out there. It's no longer nearly as deadly as it was, but we still have to take some basic precautions as we reopen society. You can't just dismiss it, pretend it doesn't exist. That doesn't work long term. That actually increases, you know, more infections, which hands the Democrats exactly the narrative that they want. Oh, look, infections are on the rise. We got to have vote by mail. Yeah, you know why infections are on the rise? Because a bunch of conservatives became deniers and decided that there was no need to have any precautions whatsoever. And then they spread the virus, and here we go. So we need to be realistic about this. Take basic precautions. You know, wear masks in public places, wash our hands, and have good nutrition. And that's really all we need. And then when it comes to storable food, as I mentioned earlier, read the ingredients. Know what you're buying. If it's not certified organic, it's probably GMO. It's a very accurate rule of thumb. If it doesn't have the USDA organic seal on it, it's probably genetically modified. Corn and soy and canola and sugar beets and whatever else. It's probably full of glyphosate and pesticides. So my job here is to help you navigate all of this with a sense of truly independent thinking. I mean, we are independent from the independent media. That's how independent we are. I'm not going along with the cult of the indie media. Most of what's out there is fake news. Most of it is biased. Most of it is intellectually dishonest. And it's sad to see, but it's very prominent. So thank you for listening to this kind of extra long podcast, but I wanted to take the time to explain all of this. The virus is real, but elements of the pandemic have been faked or exaggerated. That's the shorthand summary of all of this. The virus is real. It's really killed hundreds of thousands of Americans already, with more to come. And we can end the lockdowns now and get our society back to normal operating status with the help of nutrition and wearing masks in public places and doing a few simple things like that. That's my take. And I arrive at that not from politics and not from tribalism, but from critical, independent thinking, truly independent, because I refuse to be part of any cult. I'm not going to be an obedient propagandist for some disinfo tribe, which is most of what we see out there these days. Very sad. But thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. And also check out my website, pandemic.news.